There are some critics who believe that you're a spokesman for every man in the United States, and that you make highly intelligent observations about our society, its customs and mores. You put them under a microscope and with comedic technique make them very funny. Is it your intent to make people think as well as laugh?
Well, it must be. I'm going to turn it around. It's more like this. I want them to laugh. I want them to be pleased with me. That means if they laugh at me, they'll be pleased with me. But the second thing that I seem to want is their respect for my mind. And that is the flip side of making them think, showing them that I can think. I think that has to do with some deep-seated feeling of inferiority at not finishing my education, because I know I got a good mind, and I knew it then when I left school. And it's this—it's the story you get in society, and we believe it. That he had a good mind, but he didn't use it. You know, you have a good mind, George, you're not using it. And we begin to believe that shit because we're blank slates basically inside. So I think I have a need to show my intellect and to show it off and to say, look, see, like I didn't finish school and I didn't go to college, but look at what I can do with my mind. I think that's in there. Although I consciously don't walk around.
It's an underlying thing.
It has to be a fuel to this thing.